Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing today?
Blessed and highly favored.
Anyone out there? Welcome to church today. We do still have church on Sundays just because it's the summertime. We're going to have church. So bring a friend, bring a neighbor. I'm glad you're here today. If you're a first time visitor with us today, I'm Pastor Dave Branson. On behalf of Lakeside, I welcome you to church today. A few quick announcements this morning. A reminder to fill out your Connect card. If you find them in your bulletin, drop them in the offering plate. Messages to myself or the office, and that's how you register your attendance with us. So be sure to do that this morning as well. You see a volunteer form for Vacation Bible School. I would hope that you've already filled those out and drop them in the offering plate. But if not, be sure and do that. A reminder that we do have our VBS meeting tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall. That we're also going to do our child protection training. So if you work with children here in the church, you have to have a refresher if you've already had it, or you have to take that course every 5 years. There's a requirement to do that, so we're going to do that. And also do background checks, because it's been 5 years since we've done that. So be sure to come for that meeting tomorrow evening. We have heard that some of you are not going to be able to make it for that one, so we're going to have a follow-up course next Saturday as well. Miss Marilyn is going to have a course on Saturday. Do you have time for that yet? 10 a.m. on Saturday, so if you, for some reason, need to miss tomorrow night, you can sure come on Saturday at 10 a.m. and Marilyn will do a follow-up course as well for that. Next Saturday is our United Methodist Men's Breakfast. We'll be meeting in the Fellowship Hall for that. We'll be cooking up a good breakfast, so all the men in the church are welcome to come and participate in that. We have a great time of food and fellowship, so I remind you all of that as well. Who likes ice cream?
Yeah.
We have ice cream to feed 750 people. So we need some help eating ice cream and have some nice sandwiches later. So we're having an ice cream social after church today in the Fellowship Hall. They say it's to honor Nancy and I for coming back for another year of ministry here at Lakeside. So I think it's just a good opportunity for us to get together and eat ice cream. So I really want everyone to be with us coming back. And eat plenty of ice cream and eat plenty of sandwiches. So we have plenty today. I think that's going to do it for our announcements today. We are going to have some new members joining today.
Yay.
And I have five on the list and three have shown up. So we'll invite three people to join our church today. So that's good. So let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Promise for our deliverance from sin. challenge us to walk beside you and to be your loyal companions, witnessing your glory and carrying out your mission. Give us the faithfulness of Elisha, who stayed with his master Elijah until the very end. And when our faith falls short, help us rely on Jesus' faith. Even when his followers betrayed him, he remained faithful until the end, even on the cross. May we share the grace of his resurrection and share in his victory and eternal life. Amen. Amen.
The two scriptures, the second one is from the New Testament, John 4:35. Open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for the harvest. Let's praise the Lord now.
To gain the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus told him what he had to do. And he said, well, wait a minute, I've got a lot of other things to do. I've got to go check on this. I've got to go do that. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And God said his heart wasn't in it. So in order to follow God and to hear God's call on our lives, for one, we have to listen, right? And when we listen, we make excuses to God. I do. You don't make excuses to God.
Yeah, big time.
Does anyone make excuses to God why you can't do something? Darren's trying to raise his hand. Darren, you're the only honest one here. Well, the rest of these people are liars, and they're going to have to suffer the consequences for that.
I did.
So when we need to do something, we need to quit making excuses and just do it right. You going to join me in that? You don't look that enthusiastic. You all going to join me in that?
Amen.
And why don't I trust these people?
Experience.
No, no. Experience tells me they're not trustworthy. No, we're all trustworthy, and we all have to speak up and step up to God. We can't make excuses, right? So that's what I want you to go away from here today. You went to camp. You've got enthusiasm about going to camp and all the neat things you've done. And now you're going to be less likely to make excuses to God, right?
That's right.
Amen. How about you guys?
Amen.
Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this awesome day and for the experiences that these young ladies had at camp. We're so happy that they got to participate in this and that they have grown closer to you today. Lord, we love you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, ladies. Go back and take a nap back there. You can just don't let them snore, okay? If they snore, none of them. We do have the honor and the privilege today to invite some folks to join our church. Like I said, we had five folks on the list. And I have to be... Come forward if you're joining today. We've got Les, Albert, and Charles joining today. Come down front, gentlemen, and bring your hymnal with you. Grab a hymnal and bring it with you. And I'd invite all of you to get out your hymnals as well. We'll be turning to page 33 to start. And there'll be some responses for you today as well. Yep, you got it on there, page 33. Charles D. Augustine is transferring from First UMC of Hendersonville, North Carolina. And I got to tell you, since the time Charles has hit the door, man, he's jumped in with both feet. You've been very active in the men's group already. I encourage you guys to do that as well. On the baseball game with us and everything. So that's awesome. He'll be transferring. These other gentlemen will be joining. Les, you're coming from Calvary, right? From Calvary. Albert Jordan. Les Fenstermaker. Welcome to our church today. Going to be joining today. So if you would, open your hymnals to page 33. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, you are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to you without price. Today I introduce to you Les, Albert, and Charles as we welcome them into the church. Three questions you guys will ask, and these will be answered with I do at the end. Respond to these questions on page 34. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the Church, with Christ, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? Turning now over to page 38, at number 15. As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Let's read together the response from the congregation. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ, and in this congregation, of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministry of the Church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Welcome. You made it. Thank you, Pastor Jeff. Welcome these gentlemen, and they get an extra bowl of ice cream over the ice cream. Enjoy your ice cream. Here you go, fellas.
Chandler and Thomas Caldwell for their deeds as well. And
We do lift up the people of West Virginia. Harris's home state. Boy, that is just devastating. I tell you, that flooding is just unbelievable.
That's where I'm from.
So let's lift up the people of West Virginia that have lost a lot of life as well in that. So let's just continue to pray for those folks and just pray for God's intervention and for the water to recede and let them get their lives back to normal. So also the people with the fire in California. So, I know there's something on your heart this morning. We all have those needs this morning. I encourage you to now bring them to the cross. So let's pray together. Bow your head with me, please. Gracious and loving God, what an awesome God you are. Father, you continue to demonstrate to us the love you have for your children. We see evidence of miracles and lives touched by your healing presence, by the mending of relationships, by the reestablishing of family bonds. Father, we lift our hearts to you today. Many of us come this morning with things buried deep within us that need to be shown your light. Today, as we do that, Lord, I pray that you would change us, that we would experience our own God-filled moment, that the Holy Spirit would come and visit each one of us at our point of need, and that we would recognize it for the face and presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. Father, as we watch the news and just our day-to-day things that go on in our world, we just stand back and shake our heads. What more could happen? But Father, one thing we can rest assured, that you never promised that we wouldn't have trials in our lives, we wouldn't have problems to face. But what you did tell us is that you would be there beside us, that you would pick us up when we stumble, that you would wipe us off after a fall, and that you would always love us. Father, for that we're grateful. Heavenly Father, this morning I pray for our church, for our Vacation Bible School that's coming up, for all the people that have come forward to help with that, Lord. I pray a blessing upon each one of them. Father, I pray that you would continue to lay out our path before us as a church, that we would see the need within our own community, and we would reach out to those seeking you. Father, we can't do it singly, one by one by one. We can only do it as a group. We can only do it as a body of Christ. And I pray today that you would touch each one of us in the heart of service. Service to others. So Father, today I pray your blessing upon Lakeside United Methodist Church. And we will continue to seek ways to serve your people. And serving them may be a hug, or a handshake, or an ear to listen. Father, guide us. Encourage us. Give us strength and stamina for the work you've laid out before us. Father, today we're grateful. We sing your praises. We give you the glory. Father, we love you. Father, in loving you, we can rest assured of our place in eternity. So, Father, be with us today as we pray together the prayer that Jesus Christ taught his disciples and who has continued to pass it down from one generation to the next. Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Thank you.
people who belong to Jesus Christ. By our giving and our gifts, let us show our gratitude to God for the love we have received. Would the ushers please come forward to receive the gifts of God?
Thank you.
Amen. In big letters.
I think I'm going to be there.
Be surprised who's there and who isn't.
We're going to have some scripture this morning out of 2 Kings about a fellow that had his name called. The roll's up yonder. Our scripture reading today is coming from 2 Kings 2, 1 and 2, and then verse 6 through 14 as well. If you're able, please stand while we read the Lord's Word this morning. Now the Lord was going to take Elijah up to heaven in a windstorm, and Elijah and Elisha were leaving Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, because the Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you live, I won't leave you." So they went down to Bethel. Starting in verse 6. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, because the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you live, I won't leave you." So both of them went on together. 50 members from the group of prophets also went along. But they stood at a distance. Both Elijah and Elisha stood beside the Jordan River. Elijah then took his coat, rolled it up, and hid the water. Then the water was divided in two. Both of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "What do you want me to do for you before I'm taken away from you?" Elisha said, "Let me have twice your spirit." Elijah said, "You've made a difficult request. If you can see me when I'm taken from you, then it will be yours. If you don't see me, it won't happen." They were walking along, talking, when suddenly a fiery chariot and fiery horses appeared and separated the two of them. Then Elijah went to heaven in a windstorm. Elisha was watching, and he cried out, "Oh, my father, Israel's chariots and its riders." When he could no longer see him, Elisha took hold of his clothes and ripped them in two. Then Elisha picked up the coat that had fallen from Elijah. He went back and stood beside the banks of the Jordan River. He took the coat that had fallen from Elijah and hit the water. He said, "Where is the Lord, Elijah's God?" And when he hit the water, it divided in two. Then Elisha crossed over. Let's pray. Father God, we're examining our mantles today. Father, today we're looking at how we return to the next generation twice the blessing. So Father, I pray that you would open our ears to hear this afresh this morning. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated. As you know, we were at annual conference this past week. It was a nice annual conference. It's always a time when you get to gather and visit with old friends that you basically now see once a year. And we had a great time. And during part of that ceremony, they had a passing of the mantle. How many of you have passed a mantle to someone you love or care? What I mean by that is, maybe started a business or had someone in your family, maybe a parent, hand down something to you that they treasured, they valued, that they created. How many of you have had that happen? Either received or given a mantle to someone. Someone else has worked hard for something and they were willing to give it up to you. Well, this year at annual conference, one of the retiring elders, Reverend Bob Laidlaw, real Southern gentleman, laid back, talks with a drawl. He was retiring this year after 40-some years of ministry. One of our dear friends, Patty Ockerley, her and I sort of came up through the ranks together, and both, she was a little bit before me, but giving her credit where credit's due, she went to school and got all that education they called for, and she became an elder. 3 years ago, she became a provisional elder. She studied and continued her education, and at this annual conference, she was made an ordained elder in full connection. Well, they have a ceremony every year where one of the retirees will hand over the stole, the mantle, to the upcoming and incoming new elders in the church. And Patty Aubrey, our friend, had that mantle placed upon her. Very moving, because we had some investment in her. We've known her for a long time. I've sort of followed her path. And Bob Laidlaw, standing behind her with the bishop there and a couple of representatives, a couple of elders that meant a lot to Patty. And they placed this mantle upon her shoulders. Very, very powerful. The meaning and the symbolism behind passing the mantle on to a new generation. We just heard about it in our scripture. Elijah, his coat had dropped, and Elisha picked it up and received twice the power. Now, it's funny, every year when this ceremony happens, we always hear the elders say, the retiring elders say, "Now don't mess this up." We always chuckle. It gets a chuckle in the crowd. But you know what? How powerful is that? And how much pressure is that upon the new people coming in? When I was licensed and commissioned, a good friend of mine and mentor told me, "Now don't make us look bad." So I try not to make clergy look bad. How am I doing?
All right.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you very much. So humble. I'm going to be struck dead right here in front of you someday. Lightning's going to come out of the blue and strike me dead. Please, God, don't make a mess. But it's always said, don't mess this up. Do you think Elijah had that same thought for Elisha? These two scriptures, Luke points out to us that Jesus' ascension mirrored what Elijah had experienced. And I tell you, I didn't think of this until I really thought about this message this week. How many times are mantles represented in a garment, in a piece of clothing? In this case, it's a coat. In the passing of the mantle from one generation of elders to another, it's a stole. When Jesus told his disciples to go back and wait, you will be clothed with the Holy Spirit. There's always these references to clothes. Powerful symbolism here. Elijah was taken up into heaven, and Elisha was there watching. Elijah asked for twice the power. Now, why did he do that? Luke uses this same analogy. Elisha figured he needed twice the Holy Spirit of Elijah to carry on the ministry. So my question for you today, as you prepare your legacy, as you prepare the mantle to be passed on to someone else, have you prepared that person? Have you prepared those people? Have you prepared someone to take your place? A good leader in all this leadership training they try to force on us, it always said, you should always be preparing your replacement. How do we do with that? It's hard to prepare your replacement for something if you're afraid they're going to step on your toes now, isn't it? Maybe if I start preparing someone, they're going to take too much control away from me. Or they're going to want to take something from me that I'm not willing to give up yet. When we're in ministry and mission together, and we're calling, you say, you hear me stand up here every week and say, come on, people, be in mission together. Let's do things together. With the hopes that what we represent is being watched by others, and others are getting fed by us. If we're not preparing the next generation for ministry, it's done after us. I give Elijah credit. He prepared Elijah. Jesus prepared the disciples. Another point I want to bring out to this. In both of these stories, it said, go somewhere and wait. In Elisha's case, he said, no, I'm going with you. Until the Lord shows me differently, I'm staying with you. God's people don't always listen, do they? God's people don't always listen. And in this case, I think the point being made was that God still blessed Elisha with a double share. So even when we're not obedient, God is still willing to give us what we need plus some.
Amen.
Today we're willing to give you as much ice cream as you can eat plus some. Gosh, that doesn't seem very meaningful, does it? But you know what's going to happen? We're going to have a lot of ice cream left over.
Yep.
You know what we said we're going to do with that ice cream? Give it to the kids at BBS. Maybe one of those children will say, this is the best ice cream I ever had, and I can only get it in the Methodist Church. Boy, we're grabbing at straws here, if that's our hope. I hope when they leave here, they leave with a message of hope, of love, of Christian service. I forgot to mention in my announcement, Barbara, I'm going to do an announcement now. Barbara said, bring items that will fit in this bag. We got to have small toiletry items. Sometimes it's very specific what God asks for us. And it's good to listen. But some folks brought some big boxes of food. And we're like, how are we going to put those big boxes of food in that little bag? Those people that brought that food may have not known it, but that also is going to go to that ministry. Because they feed people. They create meals for people. And they need those bigger items as well. Does anything go to waste in God's kingdom?
No.
If we would have asked for small little things to fit in that bag and we get all these big bulk things, would we have thrown them in the dumpster because they don't fit in the bag?
No.
How many times do we do that, though? If it doesn't fit in our box, let's get rid of it. What else can we do with it? We're passing the mantle to the next generation. How many of you are intimidated by that? How many of you think, oh, I don't have that much to give. I'm not that good at anything. You've got to pass a mantle to someone. So think about that. Think about what you're going to pass on to the next generation. When the whirlwinds come and the wind is whipping around here and we're being plucked up one at a time, how many of you would fear being sucked up in a whirlwind on your way to heaven? Would that be scary? I don't know. That could be scary. But God tells us He's going to be there with us, right? If God is there with us, what do we have to fear?
Nothing.
In verse 9 in our scripture today, Elisha asks Elijah for a double portion of his spirit. He's asking for twice as much as Elijah had. Because he knew that he couldn't do Elijah's mission on his own. And he received it. Be careful what you ask for, you may receive it.
Amen.
And when you receive it, God expects you to do something with it. Expects you to do something with it. In Luke's description of this, that's why it's given this story of Elisha when Luke talks about Jesus' ascension. It's very similar. Very, very similar. We've celebrated Ascension Sunday a few weeks back. How many times do you think the world thought Elijah's gone, his ministry's over? How many thought when Jesus ascended, Jesus' ministry was over? It was a chaotic time after that, wasn't it, for Jesus? They didn't know what they were going to do. It's not the end of an earthly ministry. It's the passing of the mantle on to the next generation. Folks, we're the next generation. We are the next generation. I hate to say it, I'm not blaming anyone, but the church certainly isn't getting a lot stronger with generation to generation in our current culture, is it? We worry about things like that. As pastors, we worry about our churches shrinking, dying off, going away. What do we need to do? I tell you what we need to do as people of God. We need to pray for a double portion, don't we?
Amen.
For some reason, the portion we've been given is not keeping up. So today, my prayer for us is that we would begin to pray for a double portion of the Holy Spirit. Because you know what? We can't do it with ho-hum Holy Spirit, can we? Is there such a thing as a ho-hum Holy Spirit?
No.
We talk about being all in for God, don't we? Are you sitting here today all in for Jesus?
Amen.
Or are you sitting here today giving up an hour of your Sunday? And we'll go home and go back to your ho-hum life. No. Our lives aren't ho-hum. We have a purpose. We have a calling. We may need a double portion of the Holy Spirit. But we can do it.
Amen.
We have to do it. I would certainly hate the United Methodist Church logbook to say Pastor David Branson was the last pastor to serve Lakeside United Methodist Church. Wouldn't that be an awful thing? I shudder to think that. Someday when I go, I hope someone comes in here and picks up the mantle and does even greater things. Where have we heard that before? Did Jesus say that?
Yep.
I believe it's in John. Jesus said, those that believe will do even greater things than I. Now Jesus was pretty special, wasn't he? And he told us that we could do more even than him. So that's the mantle this morning, folks. Believe it or not, you've got a mantle. You're going to hand it off to someone someday. And let's hope they pick up the ball and run with it. Amen?
Amen.
Pick up the ball and run with it. We're going to continue to seek ways to be in ministry together. And I encourage each one of you, if you think of something that can be done in our community to help our neighbors, come and see me. We're always open to ideas. But when we have an idea, we've got to implement it. We've got to pick up that mantle and run with it. So you also have the idea. Don't be afraid to bring your ideas to the front. Let's pray. Amazing and awesome God, the story of Elijah, but more importantly, the story of Elisha, who received the double dose of the Holy Spirit. Father, we need that double dose this morning. We need to be reassured that you're still here with us, that you're still guiding our steps, and that you're still leading us to a life of eternity. So, Father, be with us today. Prepare us, send us out, and let us be one with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For closing hymn, soon and very soon, number 706.
Thank you. Thank you.